For purpose of the recording, I introduce myself as Roy Bellows. I'm going to ask some questions tonight requested of me by one of our members, Brother Tom Gardner, who had to leave early this morning on his way to Birmingham. He called me last night and stated to me that he had tried to speak to Brother Bobby Watts and wasn't able to get a hold of him, so he was requesting me to ask these questions tonight. So, with your permission, I would like to ask these questions. I have made a copy of them, and I will give this to you. I would like to, for his sake, have them answered, if at all possible, so that he can have that on his record. A concern that I have before I ask these questions is we don't want to hide anything if there is some scriptural reasons, some doctrinal problems in our eldership. Please don't sweep those under the carpet. I can't go to sleep tonight, and I don't think that any of us can if we don't resolve these tonight. And I have to go to work in the morning at 6 o'clock, but I'll stay here that long. I'll be late to work tomorrow. I'll miss work tomorrow if we can resolve our differences and we can come together with a purpose of worshiping God through Christ. Now, if I may ask these questions. Were some teachers relieved or released against their wishes?
Pardon me? I didn't understand it.
Okay. Is everyone hearing me? I'm sorry. Were some teachers relieved, and I put in parentheses because I'm quoting Brother Gardner, relieved or released against their wishes?
What teachers?
Teachers in our congregation. And I don't know, he didn't say whether this was over a period of months, year, but just, I would suppose, in the most recent month or two.
You want that answered now?
If you would like.
Who wants to answer? I don't know. I don't really know what he's getting to.
Okay.
Maybe somebody
There is a four-part question.
Okay.
To this one. Because of, if so, were they because of disposition? Number one. Number two, inability to teach, and in parentheses, lack of preparation or knowledge in their presentation. Number three, false teaching. Number four, too strict of teaching. And in parenthesis, calling names or denominations in their teaching. And naming false teachers. Number five, not strict enough teaching, generalizing too much.
Somebody will have to answer that. I'm not really sure what he's talking about. As far as I know, the answer to just about everything on there is no. John? Go to the...
I was just recently asked to work with the teachers. The only change I can think of right now is in the auditorium class on Sunday morning. Now, Brother Clayton was asked to take over a position here because another teacher, he found his work too much that he couldn't continue. And that was for this quarter. That meant it ended at the end of this month. Brother Ramsey will begin teaching the auditorium class the 1st of December, which is another quarter. Now, I don't know if that's what the reference is to or not.
And I still think that the answer is, to all of those, no.
Okay. The rest of his questions are concerning the PTS students. Have any of them been criticized by an elder or elders for critical preaching? In parentheses, strict or name-calling in their preaching?
That, I'm missing something there. I don't know. Does anybody know what that is? I don't know what he's referring to. Yes.
I think maybe that I'm Dale Peterman, and most of you know me, and I'm one of the elders here. That may have been directed toward me. I don't know who asked it, but Brother Tom did. That's correct. I was approached by something near this, on this line of thinking, some time ago. The answer is no to the question. I did approach Brother Eddie Parrish about his sermon, 2 weeks ago, I believe it was. And I wish he were here tonight, but I'll be glad to meet with him and whoever wants to question this thing. But I did talk to him about, he made reference to a congregation of the Lord's Church having a pep rally. I believe that's on tape. I asked him what congregation it was. He could not name one. He did not know. I also asked him, he made reference to a gospel preacher preaching 45 minutes without quoting a passage of Scripture. I wanted to know who that was, and he did not know. And I cautioned him about making statements that he could not back up, that he was young, he'd best stick with the Bible and what the Bible says and preach that. He'd be better off. And complimented him again on his work. And I still think he's a fine young man, and he probably represents a tremendous potential in the Lord's Church, and I am thankful for him.
Wait a minute, let's let him get through with his business there, Bill.
Okay, again, I repeat, I'm just reading these questions based on our phone conversation last night. He asked me to ask these, and I do think that there are questions that can be answered, and I suppose have been answered, to our satisfaction, hopefully. And the last question is, if any of the teachers were replaced or asked to be relieved for any of the above-mentioned reasons, were any of the teachers relieved because of hearsay, something that an elder had heard directly? What was the reason for their being relieved? I believe that's the end of these questions. If anyone needs clarification, I'm going to give you this copy, Brother Lauderdale.
Okay.